4, 3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. Today, very special group in the studio, Manny Cregan and friends. How you doing, Manny?
How you doing? Pleasure to meet you, Roger.
Good. Now, some of these people are veterans of Working Musicians. We've had them here before. Pete Hopp was here only last week.
Coincidentally.
Mishti, our famous After Hours guest.
Over here we have Ian O'Reilly on the bass.
Okay. So, today we're going to focus on your songs?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Now, you and I hooked up through Pete because Pete runs the jam every Monday in Pleasantville. Lucy's.
That's absolutely correct, yeah. And very well he does. Actually, I did it for him last night.
And next week.
Yeah, I'll be running it next week. So you heard it here, folks.
So hopefully not running it into the ground.
Well.
Okay. So I can tell from your accent you're not from Yonkers.
What's he talking about?
You talking to me?
Oh. Talking to me.
All right. So where do you come from?
I hail from Ireland. Dublin, in Ireland, originally. So, but I try and disguise it as much as possible.
I can tell you work real hard at it. How old were you when you moved to the States?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I'd have to figure that out with an abacus or something.
What's your name?
Manny.
Okay, good.
Is that a sanity check there?
I think so. How old were you when you started writing songs?
Oh God, I wrote my first song. This I do know. I wrote my first song when I was 8, and I wrote it for a girl I had a crush on, who was tragically killed by a car when she was 6.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it was all over the news and everything. Her and her grandmother were run down, and they had a little white coffin on the TV. It was really sad, and that was the very first song I ever wrote. It was for her.
Wow.
Sorry to bring the vibe down. Yeah.
So you specialize in ballads, is that it?
I guess so, yeah. And a few pints, maybe.
Okay. So now you've been playing around town mostly as a soloist? Solo?
As a soloist, without the solos, though, because I can't solo very well. So just an ist.
Okay, so you're an ist.
Yeah.
Okay. Today you've got a couple of other ists with you.
Which way will I start?
We already did it.
No, I want to talk about these guys.
Okay, go ahead.
I won't. We'll leave it till the next time.
All right. So what is this project about? You work mostly solo, but you're putting the band together?
I just have a wide variety of friends, and, it's just, I like getting together with people and jamming out and having fun, and we hang around a lot, and, it's a very kind of symbiotic, parasitic community going on around Westchester. So,
so where do you usually play?
I play a bunch of places. Obviously, I play in Lucy's in Pleasantville. Pleasantville's I call it the center of the universe because they put something in the water there. I don't know what it is, but there's more talented people there than I've met anywhere in my life. And so I play at Lucy's there, and I play up in North Salem. There's a place up there, 121.
Yeah, we have something on the 28th, in fact.
What?
We have something on the 28th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're playing on the 28th at 121 up in North Salem. Is this the camera? Yeah, I get confused. I also play 12 Grapes in Peekskill. Actually, I just played there Sunday Gone. I think I'm playing there again this week.
Thursday, yes.
With this lady here. it's kind of, I play around. I get around.
Now you also teach, am I correct?
I do, yeah.
Teach guitar or guitar, bass?
Teach guitar and, morals and stuff, ethics. The ethics of guitar.
Do you do it out of your home or do you go to people's
out of
house?
My bed, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
You and John Lennon.
So you guys ready to play a couple of numbers for us?
As ready as we'll ever be, I guess.
Do you want to introduce them before we...
And the guys?
No.
The songs. Okay, yeah. I got you. The first song is called Careful What You Wish For, which kind of says it all, really. Mm-hmm. And the second song is about God being held captive in a penthouse in New York City, which makes no sense at all. But that's called Symphony of Broken. But so we're going to have a go, both of us.
All right, let's do it.
Just didn't know. You got applause at these things.
Sympathy.
Symphony.
Sympathy for symphony.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Oh,
have another. One more.
Another?
Don't bite yourself.
Huh?
Don't bite yourself.
You sure?
Yeah. Won't you do a disembowel or something?
No. Let me see. Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Rolling on the roof.
Bellboys, we still have our dreams. At least in here and the king of everything that I see. So don't mess with me. The story is true, just like I'm in love with you, baby. All that I need, I stole a moment or two. At 8 a.m., I hold the door and take you to the ground floor. I do the same again. I hold the door and take you to the ground floor. And I play the waiting game. Push the button and go again. Oh, oh. Mother, she was a potato.
Nice job. Do you have a lot of ladies swooning at your concerts?
Yeah, but it's not because of me.
Oh.
It's because of me.
No, I was going to say that, but...
Oh. Nice job. So, let's get down to the prepared questions.
What are you talking about?
What are some of the songs that inspired you to become a songwriter, to get you involved in music?
Actually, I'd never really thought about that before, which is weird. But probably ABBA would be one.
What's your favorite ABBA song?
My favorite ABBA song would probably be Money. It's actually a really dark song. I think it's like, what's it, harmonic minor scale or something? It's
what's it called?
Money, 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 If I Had a Lot of Money. In a Rich Man's World.
I don't even remember that
See,
one.
See, they only really broke in the States after they got bad, but their early stuff is really good, and some of it's really heavy. So, it's an awesome song. You could actually play it with a metal band, it would go really well.
Well, if Judas Priest could do Joan Baez, I'm sure
that's it, you know,
can do ABBA.
I guess another might be Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush, but again it's the same thing. It's the usual American thing, like it was only hit over here really for Pat Benatar, which is like a travesty. It's like if the biggest Beatles hit was like sung by the Bay City Rollers or something. It's just, you know.
Well, that actually
happened.
Well, some of the Beatles songs were the John Lennon song, Here I Stand with Head in Hand.
Yeah,
that wasn't a hit for the Beatles. That was a hit by some obscure cover group. So stuff like that happens. It's the music business. So that's interesting. Kate Bush, ABBA. Who else?
Like, it's funny, I had a really kind of a varied musical exposure. It doesn't sound bad.
Stuff like Radiation. Right?
Yeah, yeah. No, like, my father has very wide, broad range in music taste. So, like, I'd grow up listening, like, on the one hand, he'd have Stravinsky playing, and then the next it would be Muddy Waters, and then it would be, like, Kraftwerk or something, and then it would be Frank Sinatra. So, like, I never really grew up with any musical boundaries. It was just always all music, and it didn't matter what it was.
But those were all excellent selections. So
so I was lucky, in a way. My mother, on the other hand, is a different story. But I never said that.
what did your mother? What taste did she impart to you?
It's not her devilishly handsome good looks. But no, that should be my dad again, shouldn't it? Yeah. Okay.
All right. So it's interesting. What's the first song you learned to play on the guitar?
Oh, Christ. Oh, I shouldn't say that, should I? Probably, you know something? I think it was... Rising Sun.
House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah. Except it was in the wrong key. I learned it like a fourth down or something.
Yeah, because it's a folk song.
Yeah.
I remember one of the first... That was one of the first songs I learned.
Folk period.
Like Picasso. I learned Sloop John B because it was a folk song. It's interesting. Very good. Here's my favorite question to you. And I don't know if you put a lot of thought into it, but if you were going to do a Night at the Garden, a tribute to your genius.
I nearly got to play the garden last year, but it fell through.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Just some people have no taste.
So if you were playing the garden, and you could bring together a bunch of people, some living, some dead, all living, whatever.
So like God, basically. God puts a band together.
Okay. That's right.
I got that. Who would I use?
You'd be Manny Almighty.
These guys.
Manny Almighty.
I mean, present company accepted. I mean, I know what you mean. I don't know. I'd never really thought about this until today. I'd probably use a guy called Brian Blade on drums. He's awesome. He plays with like Daniel Lanois, and he's played with Wayne Shorter and people like that. And I think he's from New Orleans. Did I say that right?
New Orleans.
I can't say it. But yeah, he's absolutely amazing. He's an amazing drummer. I think on bass, I'm torn because I love Bill Wyman. He's my favorite bass player, but I don't think he'd be right for me. So I'd probably use. I probably have Jaya Wobble on bass. That's the guy from Public Image Limited. That's Johnny Rotten's band after the Sex Pistols.
Right.
So that's...
I met Johnny Rotten once.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Well, he was busy promoting himself at that moment, so he had the act on.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it is nice, but he is a nice guy. I know some people who know him pretty well. But yeah, I'd have Jaya Wobble on bass. He's an amazing
guy. Who on guitar?
On guitar, nobody. No, I'm only kidding. Guitar so played out. I'd probably have. I think on rhythm guitar, I'd have Joe Strummer from The Clash. Mm-hmm. Just for pure energy and balls, as in rugby balls. And I think on lead, I'd have Robert Fripp, perhaps. So it'd be an interesting band. If I had a keyboard player, I'd probably be the. Would it be Mick McNeil from Simple Minds or something like that? So.
Very interesting. I'm dying to know.
It would sound like a mess, basically.
No, I don't think so. All those guys can play.
It wouldn't work.
Did you, when you started listening to music, was it in Dublin or was it in America?
It was in Dublin.
Okay, so you're more recently here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm only here like a wet day, as we'd say back home.
A wet day? How long?
Well, every day is wet where I come from, so.
I see.
So that could actually be a long time.
Okay, so you've got a gig coming up next Thursday with this group?
Yeah, just me and Mishti, it's just a duo thing.
So Mishti will be playing guitar?
That's right.
Well, both, I think.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
Not at the same time. I'm not quite there yet.
We don't know what we're doing. We haven't figured anything out yet. We're very fly-by-the-seat-of-your
and the following.
But you have a singer-songwriter thing coming up there, don't you? Or did you?
I did a thing last week.
Okay.
Last week.
He has a monthly gig at 12 Grapes also.
And then the following Thursday we do 121. 2 weeks.
Right. Oh, so in 2 weeks.
It doesn't matter. I don't know when the show is going to really air.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know.
Ignore everything you just shared.
You have a MySpace page where.
I do have a MySpace. It's myspace.com/Manny Cregan. I haven't done anything to it in a long time, so. But it's got a pretty picture.
So you can go there and not see where he's playing. Thank you very much, Manny.
Thank you very much, Roger. Pleasure meeting you. So I guess we're on again, haven't we?
And we're done.
Part one.
We actually get to screw up twice.
Yeah?
At least you get to use a solo piece.
Are we going to interview